Of this action, Governor Doyle says he's in charge now.
Nobody disagrees that this is the governor's prerogative to decide who the appointments should be, and there's a new governor.
One Senate Republican says Governor Doyle has insulted rural Wisconsin by yanking key members of the DNR and agriculture boards. Senator Bob Welch of Red Granite.
He has basically annihilated the Department of Agriculture, taking six of the nine appointees and eliminating them so they don't even have a quorum to meet.
Governor Doyle.
I have pulled back the appointments of quite a number of others who were appointed late in my predecessor's term when I don't think they had any realistic expectation that they would be confirmed. And I pulled back the appointments of people on some of the very major boards where I want to make sure that I'm going to appoint people who are going to be consistent with the policies that I want to see in place.
Welch says he was shocked by the governor's action, especially, he says, because it came within hours of Doyle's inaugural address seeking bipartisan unity.
Senator Quala had not played by the rules and had held up these appointments and not allowed them to have a vote, and we did not expect him to take advantage of that kind of corrupt practice, and that this is a new day and we were going to go back to the old days where we would give all his appointments fair consideration, but he was not going to throw out these current appointments, and he completely went back on that.
Welch and Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer want Doyle to reconsider his move to pull the nominees from state citizen boards, but Panzer says she would not block confirmation of any of Doyle's nominees.
I think that's an inappropriate action. One bad deed does not, on top of another, does not make the situation better. But what I think is important is that the governor understand how serious I and my caucus are about this and how important it is to the integrity of citizen participation to Wisconsin government.
Majority Leader Panzer expects to meet Thursday with the governor on this issue. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.